The United Nations is an international bearer of standards. It is an organization made up of all the world's people and should therefore look like all the world's people and represent and work on behalf of all the world's people. And something that would be really instrumental and really potentially game-changing is if the UN moved from an organization that was dominated really by male leadership and male-style leadership to a more inclusive, more community-based, more dialogue, more open leadership approach, and that really starts with attaining gender balance in top leadership positions. And what this exhibition does is showcase that we've always had women, but they've always been very minimally represented. And just today, as of June 2016, out of the 159 USG and ASG, the most senior level positions in the UN, only 34 of those positions are women. And so while the UN has done great strides to incorporate more women's leadership, there's still far to go.
What kind of challenges that usually deter women to achieve that high-level positions in the UN?
Some of it comes down to just the traditions in the UN, the fact that many senior posts are only open to men and women who are able to serve in hardship areas. And so that's very difficult for women who have families and have to make the decision of, do I leave my family behind and go on this mission by myself, or do I give up on the job?
As a woman yourself, how does it make you feel to see that, you know, so many women are underrepresented in the UN?
My introduction to all of this, I was an intern actually in the Cyprus mission to the UN, and I kept hearing over and over again from senior management and from the SG himself that women were so crucial to the three pillars of UN work and were so crucial to the empowerment of the world's communities, countries, the world. And I kept hearing this always from men instead of from women. And so I decided to go and do a bit of research and figure out where these women were. And what I found, and what all these researchers, my team has found in doing this exhibition, is that women have always been there, and the women who have been there are so inspiring and have accomplished so much. We have Michelle Bachelet, the current Chilean president, the first female president of Chile, who headed UN Women. We have Gro Harlem Brundtland, who is the first female prime minister of Norway, who then became the first female director general of the World Health Organization, who started her career as a doctor. These women who take on senior leadership roles in the UN are pioneering, strong leaders. Whether it be a man or a woman, these are very powerful, important, inspiring women. And so doing this exhibition and learning about all those women, to me it made up for the fact that there have been so few women, because they're so amazing, because they've accomplished so much. And it makes me really hopeful for the UN, and it makes me hopeful moving forward with Guterres, who has promised to achieve gender parity at senior leadership by the end of his tenure, for the UN and for the world to have more of these high quality, high achieving, highly successful women in the UN senior leadership.
Do you have faith in Guterres?
I have faith in Guterres. I do. I got to interview Mr. Guterres when he was a candidate for the Secretary General on gender issues. And so coming the words from his mouth and what I was able to research on him, when he was Prime Minister of Portugal, and he put in line quotas, he created the Minister Cabinet for Gender Equality that did not exist before. He did all this at a time when Portugal was a new democracy. Then at UNHCR, he was able to establish 50-50 gender parity in his senior leadership. And now that he commits to doing it now, and now that he's already stated over and over again that this is a high priority for him, I do have faith that he is going to achieve this or come way closer than any of his predecessors. And even that, to come closer, to break that, you know, 25% mark, to get close to gender parity would be an achievement.